Welcome back to Interviews with Comic Book Daily. This is David Deep, and today I'm speaking with Stephen Shamus, the Chief Marketing Officer of Wizard and one of the people bringing the Toronto Comic Con to us. How are you doing today, Stephen?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Not bad at all. So now, we have a date set for the show in March, and we have a location at the Direct Energy Center in Toronto. Why did you go with these dates and location?
In terms of the date, it's really the best time of year we felt for the fans, the exhibitors, and the celebrity talent. We went through the calendar, obviously, with Peter Dixon, the former owner of the show, who's now working with us on the show. And when you go through the calendar and you look at all the events that we currently put on and the available dates, it was really the best time of the year to be able to do it for everybody. So that's pretty much what it was. And then in terms of the Direct Energy Center, Peter actually used to do the show there, and people remember it as having been at that location. So there's a lot of parking there. It's easy, you know, and speaking to Peter, not only is the parking situation is good, it's easily accessible by the Toronto Transit Commission and the public transit system. And at the end of the day, it should be very easy for people to be able to find. It's down on the main street, on the exhibition grounds. And we have room for growth if the show really takes off, so.
Right, you'll probably also avoid issues like Fan Expo had with bottlenecking at escalators to get into the rooms.
Right. Yeah, the rooms was something that Peter had mentioned to us, yes.
Traditionally, the shows have been named Wizard World such and such after the city, but now the namings of the cons seem to be the city Comic Cons. Why the change in the names?
Actually, Wizard World is back in all the names. So if you look at the logos and you go to the website, it may not have been fully. It should be everywhere marked as Wizard World Toronto Comic Con. The Wizard World name is in all of the materials now.
Okay. What's the hardest part of putting on a show in a city that also has another large show in it as well? Do you think that the shows will share guests, or will they not want to do the same city twice in a year, or is it even a non-issue?
It's really a non-issue. Amon puts on a great show. He really does. He puts on a great event. He's put on a great event for many, many years. We respect everything that he's done. He's done a terrific job. Our show is just going to be a different show. It's not. It's going to have different guests. It's going to have different exhibitors. It's just going to have. It's just going to be a different kind of a show, and that's fine. I mean, he puts on a great show. He really does, and we expect to put on a great show as well. So I don't. It's really, excuse me. It's really not an issue from our point of view. And in terms of putting on what the hardest part is, the hardest part with all these events is to create a compelling event where people are going to want to go to, and. You know, if you bring the right elements to the show, people will show up. And that's always the hardest part, is to create something that's compelling for people to want to shell out their hard-earned money for.
What do you think Wizard itself brings to the convention scene in Toronto?
I think that we actually know how to do compelling events. That's what we do. We do it in the other cities. We bring talent, whether it's comic book talent, artists, writers, creators, TV stars, movie stars, ex-TV stars, ex-movie stars. So that's what we bring. One of the things that, also that we're going to bring is we're going to bring some of the vendors that maybe people in Toronto haven't been familiar with over the years, some new vendors that they haven't seen before. So they'll get a new product mix to look at. And so we'll have some vendors that we deal with on a regular basis that we'll be able to bring to the Toronto market as well.
That's really good to hear, because one of the bigger issues that people have been having with some of the other shows, like the Fan Expo, is that there's not enough a wide variety of retailers. We're mainly getting the usual Canadian suspects at the show. So it's good to hear that we're going to see some more variety.
Yeah, part of what we do well is being able to bring a lot of vendors that bring a lot of different kinds of merchandise. We have a lot of Golden Age dealers. We have Silver Age dealers. We have guys who sell original comic book art. We have guys who sell fine art. We have guys who sell lithographs and all those kinds of things. excuse me, sorry, I have a little bit of a cold. So we have a very good mix. We have people that sell swords. We have people, I don't know if you've ever been to one of our shows, but, you know, we have people who sell, like, the movie props, the memorabilia, the swords, the statues. So, and you can buy $1 comics. You can buy half trades. You know, you can buy a lot of different things from a lot of different vendors that span basically from the beginning of time of comics all the way through the current age.
Can you get into any specifics about vendors that have signed on to the show at Wizard World Toronto?
You're going to see a lot of the vendors that typically will travel nationally to a lot of our shows. A lot of the guys like Jamie Graham, Stylin. Although I think they actually do travel to Toronto now, but you're going to see a lot of the vendors that you would typically see, you know, at our Chicago show, at our Philly show, and that are going to come to our Anaheim show. The Metropolises, the Neat Stuff Collectibles, those kind of guys that, you know, those kind of guys carry vintage material, comic book art, and those kinds of things.
So, why finally Toronto for a show, though? For the last couple of years, it's mainly just been purely Fan Expo. What brings you guys back to Toronto now?
It's been purely what?
It's just been one show, but it's always been Fan Expo. So why Wizard here now?
Peter always ran a great show in Toronto. His show won, International Show of the Year 5 years in a row. He's always run a great show there. People liked his show. People respect him. He's very well respected in the community. He's on the ground. And, this is not a situation where you have, an American company coming in trying to impose itself. This is definitely a situation where, Peter's from Canada. He's always done a show that people have really liked. And, and we just wanted to bring that back,
That's good to hear. Is there going to be any effort to showcase Canadian talent at the show?
Absolutely. We've made a very concerted effort. I'm glad you asked that. We've made a concerted effort to reach out not only to the Canadian community in terms of artists and writers and creators, but also television talent. There's a lot of TV shows that are filmed up there. Also, there are people like Luciana Caro and Margot Kidder who are from Canada who are going to be guests at the show. So Luciana is actually from Toronto. Margot's from a different part of Canada, but she insisted upon coming to the show to sign autographs because she's from Canada. So we are making a concerted effort to get, talent that is either originally from Canada or is working in Canada now so that they definitely have like a little hometown feel there.
Excellent. It sounds like you guys are doing a really good job of getting everything prepared for the Comic-Con.
And, just as a final thought, I just want to say that we are very excited, actually, to be in Toronto. I have to tell you, going through the process of doing this for the first time in Toronto, I have to tell you, it's been an exciting process. Peter's great to work with. He's very well-liked. He's very respected, and he's going to be continuing to work on the show to keep that local feel and that local flavor to the show. And we really think we really believe that we're going to put on a compelling event that people are going to enjoy there. We really do. So it's something that we're looking forward to.
Well, excellent. Well, we hope to talk to you later again once we get closer to the show date, Garib. Thanks for all your time today.